This is Ted Kennedy. Foreign corporations doing business in the United States are taking unfair advantage of arcane accounting rules to avoid U.S. taxes. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, it's a scandal. Hard-pressed American taxpayers are squeezed to the bone. Yet an accounting gimmick lets foreign corporations avoid billions of dollars in U.S. taxes they owe. The bookkeeping trick is called transfer pricing, Al. When foreign companies transfer products from overseas for sale by their U.S. subsidiaries, they enter the cost on their books at a grossly inflated price. When the products are sold here, their U.S. profits are artificially low. That lets the companies shift huge profits overseas and evade taxes due Uncle Sam. A study by the House Ways and Means Subcommittee found that U.S. companies report 9% profits on sales overseas, but foreign companies report U.S. profits less than 0.2%. Blow the whistle on those tax dodges, Al. Make them pay up.
Ted, the whistle you hear is the wind going through your ears. You're sure way behind the curve on this one, pal. In January, the IRS issued new regulations to tighten up the bookkeeping and reporting rules by foreign corporations. Under this new law, foreign firms have to keep their records as they relate to worldwide profits, not just the profit or loss in the old USA. Any firm not willing to follow the new regs will suffer stiff penalties and fines. Ted, for the first time, the U.S. is clearly spelling out the law. That should ease the tension between America and its trading partners. And for the first time, services such as research and management fees will have set values for the IRS to now judge and tax. No more guessing game here. If only you cared as much for cutting federal spending as you do for collecting and spending taxes, Congress could reduce that deficit yet. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the need to beef up seafood inspection. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.